Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the TFF Podcast. That is the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reaching out to you all from New York City. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about St. Mark, in particularly his gospel. Why? Because this episode is going up around the feast day of St. Mark. And, you know, you could spend hours just talking about the gospel of St. Mark. And I just want to offer you all one insight about St. Mark. And it has to do with the notion of time within St. Mark. And what am I talking about? Well, when I was in college, I was encouraged to take Greek classes and et cetera to wrestle with the language of the gospels and et cetera. And one of the amazing words that St. Mark often invokes in his chapters leading up to the Passion narrative is this word like "uthus," which is something to the effect of like, "and then Jesus went there, and then Jesus did this, and then this was going on, and then, and then, and then, and then, and then." And it really sort of shows like a running pace through the first big two-thirds of Mark's gospel, the last third being the Passion narrative and the resurrection of Jesus. So the first two-thirds, he's racing his audience through, you know, saying all these things happen. And remember, he's giving to us the witness of St. Peter, but he's trying to get us to something. So, and then, and then, and then, and trying to have his readers keep up with his pace, you know, not to show any disrespect to the events of the life of Jesus, you know, his sayings, his ministry, his miracles, and etc. But he's trying to bring the focus to a particular moment in the life of Christ. And all these things lead up to that moment. In that moment, when we see a lessening of this word "uthus" used by Mark, is when he reaches the Passion narrative. So beforehand, you know, the years and the months and the days of the ministry of Jesus, his public life, felt and feels like minutes for the reader and for the listener and etc. But then when you get to the Passion narrative, you know, these few minutes, these few hours, you know, just a couple of days begin to feel like months. He's just stretching them out, pulling them out, making it just last forever to allow the receiver of his gospel to just sort of be permeated and washed over by this event. And I think that's an important notion that he's trying to bring us to, that everything within the public life of Jesus, his sayings, his ministry, his acts of mercy, and etc., all were for the purpose of the cross and the resurrection. All these things point to the suffering of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in his own usage of time, he's trying to keep his readers from becoming too attached to those sort of miraculous things throughout his public life and some of his big teachings, et cetera, in order to allow those that are following Jesus along the way he has given can begin to just become permeated by the cross and embrace the cross in order to be open to the resurrected life that Jesus offers us. So this is an important insight for our own life. How well do we treat time in our own lives of discipleship? Are we always on the move, never stopping, never settling? We just go to one thing, to another, to another, to another. You know, in relationship to our work life, maybe our relational life, etc. How often do those attitudes infect, for lack of a better word, our prayer life and our spiritual life and our life of discipleship? Do I stew in the pew wondering why Father is going on his fifth minute of the homily and it's a Sunday Mass instead of just allowing yourself to be in the moment? You know, this is an important thing because time at the end of the day is a gift. That's why the church has the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours, where through these prayers, we are able to offer back to God and really bless and in a way consecrate the time that has been entrusted to us by His loving mercy and patience. So I've always really enjoyed the Gospel of Mark, you know, his story of Bartimaeus and some of the other great insights. My favorite parable of the kingdom is there, which is Mark 4, 26 through 28, I believe, where, you know, the farmer goes out and plants a seed and knows not how it grows. First comes a sapling, then the plant, then the full ear, and then the harvest time. You know, so there's just a great richness, even though it's quite a short gospel. But if we allow ourselves to wrestle with that sense of time and that sense of movement and that quick pace in order to get us to what we call Holy Week by St. Mark the Evangelist, I think we're able to understand how we need to make sure at a foundational aspect of our lives, we can just sit with the cross of Jesus and sit with His resurrected life also. So, my brothers and sisters, if you're struggling with the usage of time in your life, and you know, whether you're not respecting it and you tend to waste it, whether you with video games or frivolous things and etc., or if, you know, maybe you're a little bit more like me and you're always just going from one thing to another, never really sort of slowing down and appreciating and trying to dwell within the moment, reflecting on St. Mark and his sort of usage of time may be a good thing for you to become more open to what the Spirit is calling you to in this life of faith He has given to you through Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, if you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. There you can find my blogs, pictures from my travels and etc. You can also sign up for my The Frank Friar newsletter there and keep yourself up to date on what's going on with my social media ministry work and my general life as a friar and priest within the church. And if you like videos and things, you can go to my YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and search The Frank Friar, and I will come right up there, and you'll find me no problem. And if you find me there, make sure to click the subscribe button and that little bell icon. And finally, my brothers and sisters, thank you very much for engaging with my podcast today. Any second that you give me of your time, know I'm just so appreciative for it, because I know time is a precious thing. And what I try to do here with this podcast is make sure that everyone that partakes in all of my social media ministry things have a little bit of a mini retreat every day of their lives. So thank you again, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. 214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.